Yes, good morning. Can you hear me?
I can. Love you, precious.
Love you, too. Away from the noise, away to hear your voice and me with you. Nothing else matters. My one desire is to worship you. I live to worship you. I live to worship you. To worship you, I live. To worship you, I live to worship you. Away from the noise, alone with you. Away to hear your voice and meet with you. Nothing else matters, but my one desire is to worship you. I live to worship you. I live to worship you. To worship you, I live. To worship you, I live to worship you. To worship you, I live. To worship you, I live to worship you. To worship you, I live. To worship you, I live to worship you. To worship you, I live. To worship you, I live to worship you. Away from the noise, alone with you. Away to hear your voice and me with you. Nothing else matters, but my one desire is to worship you. I live. To worship you, I live to worship you. To worship you, I live. To worship you, I live to worship you. To worship you, I live. To worship you, I live to worship you. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything, more than anything, oh, more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. To worship you I live. To worship you I live. I live to worship you. To worship you I live. To worship you I live to worship you.
At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the greeter, or the host, I'm sorry. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Can you hear me? Thank you so much. Okay, thank you, Mr. Caden, for that. Thank you so much. Good morning. This is a joyful morning. I just want to say thank you so much, Mr. Caden, for that beautiful, beautiful music there this morning. Yes, I love you, Jesus. I love you. Thank you, Minister Robin, for greeting us this morning. We so appreciate you and all that you do. So I just can't thank you enough again, Minister Caden, for that powerful music this morning. I'm so grateful this morning. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. I'm excited this morning. God is good. I just want to come, let me share a little bit about this call that I've been on this journey about 11 years now. I'm so thankful this morning. I thank God this morning for the two amazing co-founders. On October 20, 2010, I have two amazing co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Reverend Dr. McCullough, start us on this powerful journey. And read there in the scripture, Psalms 88:13. But you cried out, O Lord, in the morning. My prayer comes before you. Yes, we have a mission statement to enrich, enhance, empower believers as we begin our day. Yes, we have a website that you can visit if you have anything that you want to pray about and you want to just listen to some of the powerful speakers. That website is themasterscall.net. TheMastersCall.net, and all the mission has been archived on that site, as well as our speakers, the Bible, our powerful speakers. I can't say it again, powerful speakers. And if you feel free to be a part of this ministry, we certainly will share with you. You can be a part. The theme for 2022 is God is the require immediately obedience in all the institution of us to do. But with the immediate obedience, we will continue to experience restoration, divine protection, create miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. Amen? So we are so glad to be on this call this morning. I'm just thankful this morning. If you've been led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as great as Minister Robin, as a host as yours truly, as a song as Minister Caden, or you want to share a word from the Lord. You may even have a prayer request, a praise report. Please submit all your information at info@themasterscall.net. Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer dream Minister Brenda Toriel will contact you. But on Friday, we take prayer requests and praise report on the second half of the call. So please join us. Our phenomenal company, Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 33 years ago. We're now called Artist Life, great products to help the world become healthy, and I always like to share wealth. The morning motivation call is held Monday through Friday. Right after this call, a team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of this wonderful Artist Life product. That number is 667-770-1525. 667-770-1525. And if you've been charged, we have a bypass fee, so you call this number first. That number is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. Today is Wednesday. It's Awareness Wednesday, and we have the Power Cult of Health, which is my partners, business partners, Mr. and Mrs. Reggie Flanagan, will be doing the call this morning. So please join us here. Yes, I want to share with each and every one of you, we are still on our corporate fast, prayer and fast. I am excited. 22 days. We'll be on the carpet fast. And let me just read some of that. Pray for all our political leaders, those in authority. Pray for them health, wisdom, and peace, and protecting that the generation after generation will bless the specific and strategic of our founders, Antonio Diaz de Leon. And we're reading from Deuteronomy 8 and 18, and Timothy 2:1-2. So please read that and your leisure. So we are on fast. So as we go, as we do this fast, I ask anyone that still wants to fast, by all means, I'm sure we can, you can accommodate you. So to join us, it's not too late. We're in 22 days. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to switch gears, and I'm going to bring up our speaker this morning. She needs no introduction, but I'm just going to give you a little bit about her so we can move forward. Our speaker today is none other than our awesome, beautiful Prophet Kai Brown. Prophet Kai Brown, is, she shared I Am. You remember that? She shared I Am with us, so we're so grateful for her. Prophet Kai Brown is born in New York City, a current resident of the great city of San Antonio, Texas. She's called into the ministry in 2000 as a lay minister, and God led her into a seminary where she received a Master of Art Pastoral Counseling and a Master of Divinity Pastoral Ministry. She stands on the scripture, Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans that I have for you." And she does have a son. Well, we have a son. His name is Crystal. We love him to life. We so appreciate it all that she do. So, you know, I just want to share with you guys, what you could do is go to themasterscall.net and you can read her extensive bio, themasterscall.net, and you can read her extensive bio. But I'm going to pray, and then after that, the voice you will hear next will be none other than Prophet Kai Brown. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy and grace, which woke us up this morning. Hallelujah. Allow us to see another beautiful day. We thank you for being able to bring us to peace, even those tribulation times, Lord. Help us to keep our eyes full of your hope and peace and joy. We pray for the speaker that's going about to download this word this morning. Lord, give her strength this morning. Father, we love you and we adore you. We praise you like never before, Lord. We continue to give us the strength to move forward, Lord. Lord, help us to be guiding us, Lord, through all that we are going through this day, Lord Jesus. Pray for, we love you and adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. The floor is yours.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Cynthia, for hosting us with such Jesus joy. And to the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we thank you for starting this platform for us where we can come together for such a time as this to receive a word from God. We're going to get right into the word. And Minister Kaylin, to worship you I live, and that is our responsibility. God desires to be worshiped. He desires relationship. So last week when we were together, we started a word which came from James 1, 2 through 4, which reads, and we're going to read it from several versions today, but we're going to start with the New King James Version, which reads, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." And the topic was, count it all joy during the fast. Count it all joy during the fast. And as we're in this fasting season, we're going to extend that title, Pushing into Purpose, because you know God has us in this purpose series right now. Stop pimping your purpose. And as we continuing, we're now going to call it Pushing into Purpose. So as we continue in this fast, you know, we've passed the stage where the fast was, you know, difficult in the first stage of the fast, where we had to push past the physical presence of the fast through the breaking of the symptoms that, you know, the detoxing of our body causes. And then we had to break through the mental stages of the fast, where all we could do was think about the things we gave up, the food or the Amazon or whatever it was we gave up during the fast. And those became the issues. We had to deal with the mindset of the fast, Because when you give some stuff up, the enemy is going to keep bringing those things before you in your mind and your physical body and make those things be difficult. But now, at this stage, day 22, day 23, day 23, we should be pushing into the purpose of the fast. What are we really doing? We should be, you know, just about past those physical symptoms and those mental systems, and we should be pushing into our purpose of the fast as we are on day 22. So now we are pushing into purpose. But as I was reading various translations, as I tend to do, as I am studying a thing, and God has me all in the book of James, that was my desired study topic for this fast, is the book of James. So I am, you know, going through the whole book of James right now. But he keeps bringing me back to James 1, 2 through 4, because you've got to be a peculiar people to count it all joy when you fall into various trials. You got to be strange to count that joy. And so as I was reading the Passion Translation, which is a funny thing, because if you read that translation, and I'm going to read it to you in just a second, it just struck me as like, whoa, wait a minute. And it says, my fellow believers, when it seems as though you are facing nothing but difficulties, see it as an invaluable opportunity to experience the greatest joy you can. Wait a minute. Hold on. First of all, that seems crazy. But think about it. My fellow believers, when it seems as though you are facing nothing but difficulties, see it as an invaluable opportunity to experience the greatest joy you can. For you know that when your faith is tested, it stirs in you the power of endurance. And as your endurance grows even stronger, it will release perfection into every part of your being until there is nothing missing or lacking. And when it says perfection, it is talking about the maturity of Christ. And as your endurance grows even stronger, it will release the maturity of Christ into every part of your being. Into every part of your being, the maturity of Christ is being released as your endurance grows even stronger. I don't know about you, but I need the maturity of Christ being released into every part of my being as my emotions are running amok when I'm in my feelings. Let me just say that again. I don't know about you, but as my emotions are running amok, I need the maturity of Christ being released into every part of my being. And that'll make sense to some of you, and it won't to others. But I want you to understand that as we are counting it all joy, as we are going through these various trials, and the trials will come during this fasting season, and that is why Dr. Pakola said we should be feasting on our relationship with God, because our endurance is growing, and as that endurance is growing, the maturity of Christ is being released in every part of our being. And so as that maturity is being released, we are getting stronger in the things of God. See, this thing is coming together for us as we are pushing into purpose through this fast. See, this thing is all connected, and if we are paying attention and looking to God through this process, because it's a process. See, none of us got to the point where we could fast for 40 days and have it be easy and it was just, no problem. Yeah, no, it became a process. My first fast was 3 days, and I was done, and I was excited about getting through the 3 days. And as I began to grow in the knowledge and wisdom of God, my fast became longer. So now for me, fasting for 40 days is not an issue. because my relationship with God has grown to the point where I can surrender that to him. So if this fast for you was 10 days, that's great, especially if it was your first fast. So now you build your endurance as you're building your relationship with him. If this fast was for 21 days for you, that is great because you're building your relationship and your endurance with him. So now your next fast, you ask God to give you the strength to endure a little longer because as your endurance grows, the maturity of Christ is being spread through every ounce of your being. So you ask for the ability, the power of endurance to spread and grow even stronger and release the maturity of Christ through you as you continue to press towards purpose. See, because as you're pressing towards purpose, that worship in you is growing. The worship of God is growing in you. See, that brings up the story of Peter for me as he asked God in Matthew 14 and 22 as Jesus is walking on the water and the disciples decide to start freaking out because who is this that's coming to us walking on the water? Because, see, that's not normal. That's not right. Why is there somebody walking on something that should not, that is not soluble, that is not solid, and should not be walked on? And then Jesus tell them, why are you afraid? It's me. What's going on with y'all? You know, I'm paraphrasing clearly. And then he said, hey, it's me. I got this. Y'all relax. And then Peter said, hey, if it's really you, let me come out there to you. And he did, as long as he had his eyes on Jesus. But when he took his eyes off Jesus and the wind, because the wind and the wave, of course, the enemy is going to bring the wind and the wave. Anytime we are doing anything for God, anytime we are getting stronger and focusing on God, the enemy has to do his job. His job is to kill, steal, and destroy. That is his job. We can't be mad at him for doing his job. So as we are focusing on this fast and pressing in towards purpose in this fast, as we are feasting on our relationship with God, his job is to throw us off track. That's his job. Don't be mad. Your job is to keep your eyes on God and stay focused. So when Peter took his eyes off Jesus, he began to sink. And, of course, Jesus, being who he is, grabbed Peter's hand and pulled him up. And he said, why did you not trust me? Don't be afraid. Why did you doubt me? But he still saved him. He didn't let him sink and drown. He still saved him. Peter repented and kept it moving. See, our goal is to stay focused on Christ during this fast. If we fall, if we miss it, we refocus. We repent and refocus and press back in on the fast. Don't let the enemy get you into condemnation, because the word says very clearly, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So the moral of the story is, how do we count it all joy? How do we do that? By keeping our eyes on Christ. You can't count it all joy in and of yourself, because if we can count it all joy based on what we do, we wouldn't need Jesus. But you count it all joy by focusing on Christ. How do we do that? One, we've got to know the word. More word, less worry. More word, no worry. More word, less worry. All word, no worry. See, if you got all the words you need, worry becomes irrelevant. The more words you have, the less you worry, because you can instantly bring, because the worry is going to come. I'm not going to tell you it's not going to come. But if you can bring the word up out of you immediately, that worry goes away. See, because the enemy is going to bring it to you.
his job. That is what he is to do. So if we have our eyes on Jesus, if we're focused on the things that we are supposed to be focused on, then we can do to the enemy that which we're supposed to do to him, laugh at him and send him on his way. Tell him, yeah, go bother the next person because you have no place here with me. You can't have 5 minutes of my time, let alone the hours I used to give you. So that's a part of the process as we grow as Christians, as we grow in the wisdom and the knowledge of Christ. The enemy gets less and less of our time to play around in our headspace, to run those old reels of things we used to do or used to be over and over in our heads. See, we are to count it all joy during this fast as we are pushing into purpose, as we are staying focused on Christ. And we're doing that by having the word. And the second way we do that is by spending time in prayer. And prayer is not just talking to God, but listening to what he has to say to us. Because you can't count it all joy if you don't know what God is saying back to you. Because if you haven't gotten the plan back from him, then you can't put the plan into action. So not only do you have to talk to God, but you have to hear what he is saying in return. And you can't count it all joy if you don't have the plan. See, because without the plan, you don't know what to do. And it's almost impossible to count it all joy if you have no idea where God is taking you. And no, he may not have given you the whole plan all at once, but if you're listening, he will give you the steps. Count it all joy. And the message says, consider it a sheer gift. Ha-ha! I'm like, Lord, you know, You have to have made us a peculiar people if you want us to consider temptations, trials, tribulations, a joy, a gift, or as invaluable. You've got to have made us strange. And I'm okay with being strange. I'm okay with being strange. But I just love the way the Passion Translation has laid this out. My fellow believers, when it seems as though you are facing nothing but difficulties, see it as an invaluable opportunity to experience the greatest joy you can. For you know that when your faith is tested, it stirs up in you the power of endurance, and then your endurance grows even stronger. It will release perfection, which is the maturity of Christ, into every part of your being. I don't know, that just stirs up something in me. Having the maturity of Christ released into every part of my being. That just did something to me when I read that. The maturity of Christ released into every part of my being. That did something to me. I don't know about you, but I want the maturity of Christ. I want that released into every part of my being so that when I'm going through a difficult season, when I'm going through a trial or tribulation, I can call that up. I can count on that relationship that I have built to spring forth from within. See, I ain't got to go outside of me. I can call that up from within. And I can act like Jesus would. I can talk like Jesus would. I can walk like Jesus would without having to go to an external source. It'll come from within. So instead of my want-tos, you know, because I want to smack a person in their face, my want-tos won't come out, but the want-to of Jesus will permeate through me instead of Kai's want-tos. Let's be real. Lord, change my want-to. Because I count it all joy. And so the maturity of Christ will come through Kai instead of Kai coming through Kai. So again, we're not going to finish this message today. I'll come back later in this week because I do have one more time to come before you this week. And we will finish it then. But until I come back to you, my brothers and sisters, count it all joy. As we continue in this fasting season, pushing into purpose. Minister Cynthia, back to you.
Thank you so much, Prophet Kai, for that on-time message. Count it all joy. Hallelujah. This is amazing. This is an amazing word. I'm so grateful this morning to hear that. That's for me. Count it all joy. So I'm going to call you back after this prayer and call you back to ask you to call us out in a benediction, please. Let us pray. And pray over our prayer requests. My Father, the Lord Almighty, I thank you for hearing this prayer and this powerful message this morning. Grant us an everlasting, eternal love. I pray, Lord, to find a way that we can see this in our heart, that we can understand, we can count it all joy this morning, Lord. We thank you for Prophet Kai, that on-time word, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch my heart this morning, Lord. I tell you, I give God all the praise. Oh, Lord, I counted all joy this morning for this fasting praying, Lord. I was one of them, took 10 days, but God, I'm on a 40-day, Lord. I thank you this morning. I thank you for staying focused on the word. I spent time with Christ this morning. Thank you, Prophet Kai. I bless you over and over again. We give you blessing over and over again that you will have enough room to contain. We pray for our two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Reverend Dr. Bacola Roberts, for keeping us focused, ooh, on the Lord. Lord, for us having this fasting, praying and fasting today, Lord, this corpus, praise and fasting. We thank you for everyone that joined us and thought it was not robbery to be with us this morning, Lord. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family for sharing artist life with us worldwide. We pray for every staff member, Lord. Lift them. We pray for anyone that's been sick, that got sickness in their body, Lord. We tell you to strengthen them today, Lord, like never before. We pray for every bereaved family, Lord. We touch them in a special way, Lord. You know, family and by family, Lord, go by and comfort them and give them the strength to move forward. So, Lord, we thank you this morning. We can't thank you enough. Father, so we ask all your children, may they know your everlasting love and Lord, that you bless them over and over again. Father, we love you and adore you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. Yes, I'm going to share with you this powerful playback message this morning. Go out and share it with somebody else today, Lord. Share it with someone else, our friends here. That is so powerful. The number is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085, and that pin number 957-677 pounds, 957-677 pounds. Again, we want everyone to join us on a corporate fast. Go to themastercall.net. All the information is spiked there so that you can be able to, you still can come and be with us. We so appreciate you. So the new morning motivation call right now will be held right after this call. That number is 666-667-770-1525. 667-770-1525. That PIN number is 294-617 pound, 294-617 pound. And my success coach, Mr. and Mrs. Flanagan, will be doing that call. So please join us. Thank you again, Minister revival of praise and worship this morning. We thank you, Minister Caden, for the songs for bringing us in this morning, opening us up in that powerful song this morning. And I want to say thank you, my prayer partner, Prophet Kat. We thank you again for that powerful, powerful message this morning. Would you close us out in a benediction, please?
And thank you, Minister Cynthia, for hosting us with such Jesus joy. My brothers and sisters, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you for just considering us worthy to count it all joy. We ask you as we leave this call, but never ever your presence, to continue to be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. We love you, we glorify you, and we magnify you, and we seal it in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. Continue to be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. We look forward to hearing you again in the morning. Bye-bye.